Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we have an elephant in the room. We are talking tribalism. It's a serious issue that's poisoning our fabric, and even Parliament took notice today. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. And of course, we are streaming live on our various platforms. That's on Facebook at VOA Live Talk. Also, we are streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. As I've said already, we have an elephant in the room today. We are talking tribalism, and we are not gonna be talking in parables. We are tackling the elephant directly. It's an issue that many people are very sensitive to. Many people don't want to talk about it, yet it pervades our fabric and threatens our society as Zimbabweans. That's the issue of tribalism. It was spoken about in Parliament today. Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabwe Mishonga, very outspoken. She raised a motion condemning what she calls the issue of, it's a sensitive issue, and really it ties my tongue. But she raised concern about Matabeleland institutions being staffed with Shona-speaking people. She raised a motion complaining about that. She says you find in hospitals, board members are all Shona-speaking people. General managers are all Shona-speaking people. And her motion was supported by another outspoken member of parliament, Tabita Kumalo. Debate was really lit up in parliament. And we are also witnessing in political parties. Talk about ZANU-PF. You have a clash of the Zezurus, a clash of, Karanga people from Aswingo, the Mnangagwas. You look at the MDCT, you have lately, even, previously, with all these pleas, we've had, statements like Mandera Panduga. We also have had statements like Amashona Zenzis. Yet we pretend to be, a united society. No, we are not united, and it's not cool. We have a big problem that we have to talk about, and that is what we are all about today. The marginalization of not only Matabeleland, but different other provinces where you find different tribes is an issue that we have to address as Zimbabweans. Yiloge utaba esingalo lamhlanje utaba lokukhethana ngemihlobo esingathi ye tribalism. ludaba oseluhluphile kakhulu ikakhulu sinxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe. Uyathola ukubana kuzanu PF kulamakaranga bayalwisana lamazezuru kuthiwa ye selibambe kakhulu isikhundla sokuyisikhathi sethu sokudla. Uthole kubo MDC uvela kathana khona lesiyezwa ama statements afana lokuthi Mandela Panduka ye amashona yazenzisa. Welshman baphuma kwakhulunywa kubi kuthiwa Mandela Panduka othokozani Khuphe sebe ixabene njalo lo baba uTswangirai sephuma njalo lawo ma statements sizwe bani esisakhayo kambe ngokucwasana ngemihlobo kanje ku PDP lakho sesikuzwile amaNdebele akhanya sihambe wodwa amashona lawo sihambe wodwa. Yimpi lobanje kungaliwa ngezikhali akukho right yilo ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje edalela parliamente kukhulunywa ngalo lolu daba lamhlanje umuve emotion umama uPriscilla Misaira Mshonga umeli wesigaba seMathabeleland South edalela parliamente esola kakhulu athi ikhangelelwa phansi kwesigaba seMathabeleland uthola ukuthi ukula abantu ezibhedlela sikhangela amaboards sikhangela ngapha ezikhudleni eziphezulu bathi uthola kungamashona wodwa amaNdebele kati ekhangelelwa phansi. Emotion leyo isekelwe ngumama uThabita Khumalo kwangenela labe zanu PF labo. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje ndonyaya yatri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vedwe nyaya yekusarudzana nechirudzi kana kuti tribalism tinoziva unless kana uchigara hako in a different country kana kuti in a different planet asi kana uri mwana weZimbabwe anogara muZimbabwe unofanira kuziva kuti zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzekubatana kana kuti kubatana kwemarudzi kana kuti tribal cohesion pane kusarurana uye pane kugununguna marudzi akawanda especially from vanhu vekumathebeleland vanogara vachichema tukunzwa chero mumapato apa muzanu PF tinozova kuti pane hondo pakati pemakaranga nemazezuru makaranga rekuti haiwa mazezuru maane nguva yakareba muchitonga saka yanguva yedu yekudya ndiyo hondo iyoyo vamugave pachavo vakataura vanogara vachitaura uyezve vakataura masvondo maviri matatu apfuura kuti nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism tikuonawo mune mamwe mapato MDCT Mandela Panduka mashona yazenzisa ndiyo nyaya iripo iyoyo mashona uko Mandere uko PDP sekuziva kwenyu from ma incidents akaitika 2 weeks ago takuziva kuti Mandere auko mashona auko saka mvunzo mukuru watiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti inyika yakadii nhai yatiri kuda kuumba nekupatsanurana kwakadai nekusabvumirana nekusabatana saka we have as our first guest we have an aspiring a member of parliament and that's Vimbai She Mushwaburi. Vimbai, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Vimbai. Unfortunately, we are having a connection problem there, but sekutaura kwangu nyaya yekusarurana iyi yapinda mudare reparamende nhasi mumiriri wedunhu reMathabeleland South mudare iri amai Priscilla Misaira Mushonga vanga vachichema-chema vamubva motion vachichema-chema vachiti vanhu vekumathabeleland vari kusarura zvikuru unowana kuti muzvipatara kana kuti mumakamba nehurumende muma institutions akawanda wanda maboard members ese unowana kuti nhengo dzacho vanhu vanobva kumashonaland. Saka vari kuti chero vanhu vanotsvaira nhaiwe, chero madebt collectors nhaiwe, ko kumatevereland hapana here vanhu vanogona kuita basa iroro? Inyaya yakurukurwa nezvayo zvikuru mudare iri, uyezve vachitsigirwa namuzvare Tavita Khumalo. We now have Vimbaishe Mushwabure. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Kalvonani, baba, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila, unjani lawe?
Hayi, ngiphilile.
Yazi nguzwela kachana, Vimbai. Okay, let's dive into it. Tribalism. We have spoken about this here before. You had your own reservations about it. Today in Parliament, the issue of tribalism came up again. As I've said, members of Parliament from Matabeleland complaining about, you know, what they view as a systematic, you know, sidelining by the Shona tribe. What's your take on that?
Yeah. I think I still have the same stance regarding tribalism, because in the situation ekhona khathesi baba ngokuthi nami ngomunye wakhona babona ngani low lying weMashonaland udingani lapha koBulawayo, kodwa kahle ayisikho lokho, ngoba mina ngilebizo elizwakala ngani ngeleMashonaland, kodwa ngikhulele koBulawayo. So ngilokungazisisi kahle xa ngokuthi sifika endaweni esibuzwa ngayo leyo ndaba, ngoba kwenye indaba futhi ngiphinde ngizwisise, ngoba iqiniso lapho ongena khona eMatabeleland awungeke uswele umuntu okhuluma ngesishona. Bagcina sebethi zibuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba sokutshele lo Bimbayo othi hhayi mina ngizakhuluma ndani ngesihlobo seni, okuthi ungangena e-police station umpholisi akasoza uzawukhulumisa ngesishona nxa ungezi isishona wena. So kukhanya ngathiwa sokuyi-problem yakho wena unguwo Matabeleland. Kodwa njalo, coming back to that issue where we are saying that how do we resolve all that, because by right we are not even supposed to be talking about the tribal issue, but the reality is it's real. Ikhona i-problem yona leyo, kodwa izoyenziwani? Mina ngeqiniso I think ngomunye wakhona oyehlulekayo kumbe onzimelwayo ngaleyo ndaba, ngoba angizwisisi njalo angiyisekele.
Please do stay on the line. Vimba, as I welcome our second guest tonight, a disclaimer, that's my friend. He's one of my best friends, Gift Piri. We were together in college, and now he's the news editor of the Daily News. Good evening, Gift, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Jumamini. Good evening to you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism, Gift. Tonight, Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabgimishonga, warning that we might at some point have a tribal war in Zimbabwe if the issue of tribalism is not addressed. Your take?
I think she's absolutely right. If you go through January to August, I think we have consistently reported, you know, with alarm the increase in use of ethnicity, hate speech, intra-party conflict and violence in virtually all the political parties, from the ruling party to the opposition. And this is a cause for serious concern. It seems that tribalism is now pervading almost every sphere of the polity, you know, right from cabinet, the various arms and levels of the party, government, defense forces, the intelligence, the police, the public service. It's everywhere, you know. So you've got literally ethnic and security elites literally capturing the state, Mr.
Okay, looking at, before we dive into the, you know, tribalism within the Shona tribe, we know there are subdivisions there, moving ahead on the issue of Matabele land, all these complaints, we saw it the weekend, MDCT, Member of Parliament, Eddie Cross, complaining about the Ndebele people, saying that at times they seem to demand too much. They want to be overrepresented in everything. And really, he caught a lot of flack from activists and many people in Matabele land over that. Do people in Matabele land have a legitimate complaint about being marginalized?
Oh, yes, indeed. Look, I think what is happening right now is that it would seem this is escalating dangerously because of an absence of perhaps a respected senior and a voice within the apex of government. You know, someone with the stage of perhaps the Dr. Joshua Nkomo, you know, the late, you know, someone like Denise Dabenga, someone who really with, you know, a respected voice. I think what we are witnessing is that, Vice President Kezela Mpoko, you know, as the ZANU-PF second secretary, I get a sense that he has failed to command the national respect that, he is in a way targeting himself in one faction of ZANU-PF. He's seen as weak and with, you know, many questions lingering about his leadership, seniority, and credentials. And as this is happening, there are serious, grievances, you know, on around the emotive Gukurawundi issue. He leads the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, but really, he has failed, you know, to bring emotional closure to this case. He looks aside when there is a continued, state-sanctioned denial of this genocide and a subterfuge explanation. And, this is happening amid, continuing marginalization of Matabele land. You know, this Shona dominance narrative, it can be seen as giving grief to groups such as, you know, the Vukani Amahlabe Zulu, Mbovani Amahlabe Zulu, you know, the mockery groups of, groups arising trying to, push forward this agenda, and recently of the declaration of the Developed Kingdom. So really, there is a serious grievance here that, the absence of a respected voice within the apex of government, you know, it can be seen through, this factor in grievance, within the body policy of the country.
Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. And Vimbai, please do stay on the line as well. Ndimbotora, Mkoma Paul, South Africa. And by the way, we will be having Priscilla Misere Mshonga and Tabita Kumalo on this show. They raised this issue in Parliament, and we are trying to reach them as we speak. Mkoma Paul, South Africa, Magadi.
Dino Fara Magadi was in.
Aywa, Dribo, Kurise, South Africa, go.
Ah, South Africa, kuri nani, kengo zangu chema chema kuti, hey, mizaneta kumusha uko.
Ah, zichanaka tikabatana.
Ah, ndizvo zvo.
Mainzo akanyairi mugango nyaya kusarura nai.
Nyaya iripo iyi, nyaya iripo yemarudzi ekusarura nai. Noma kuti dai vanhu Zimbabwe takafunga kubva kure. Nyaya haina kutanga nhasi. Yakatanga even panguva yevarungu chaiva vachatonga munyika muyamu. Munoona kuti history yataiita chaiyo yange yakasiyana vanhu vekumatebhelerendi nekumanhu vemashonarendi. Ndai kumashonare sendra uko kufanza ati kuti pava pane history mwadzaidzezva navebhengura vakatengesa nyika. Vanhu vakamatebhelerendi vakauya vakatora vanhu vanakadzi vanhukadzi vakaenda navo kumashonarendi uko vachienda navo uko. Ndiyo hondo imwe inonetsa iyoyo. Tozouya zvakare zvinhu pahurumende yedu yakazopinda izvi. Takada kutarisa zvakaramba zvikondinya, takada kutarisa maelections chavo akaitwa 1980. Hazvireve kuti ZANU PF yakahwina nekuti inogona kutonga. Zvakaitwa zvakare on political grounds kuti marudzi api ZAPU yainzi ndiye Mandevere, ZANU ichinzi ndiye Mashona. Nyangu hedu tichiziva kuti hondo chaiyo vaJoshua Ngomo ndoo vanhu vakanga vakatanga nehondo ende vaitungamira zvekuti dai varivo vakatonga panguva iyoyo ndivo vakanga vaizivikanwa zvokwadi kana kumashona sendra kuya kwako nanamusika vachiinda kuna Howard kuya kwako yakanga iri ZAPU yese asi vakadyiwa nekuti chi vachinzi Mandevere. Tobva ipapo vamugabe chaivo nguva yemadisturbance yekunzezvo vanetana neZAPU. Vakaenda kuGwanda, I still remember one of the days, vachabvesa rari vachiti handi nyika ine haitongwe nemandevere. Vakaencourage, vakaita kuti zvinhu zvirambe zvichirwadza zvikuru. Vakazokonganisa vanhu, vakauraya vanhu zvisina nomusoro. Zvinova zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. Ende uyezve nyaya yemarudzi iyoyo yatadzisa kuti nyika inge ichisumuka, nekuti nyange munhu achiziva zvaari papozition, haakwanisi kusumudzirwa nekuti nenzi anobva kuti kumatebhelendi kana kuti anobva kumakaranga kana kuti anobva kumazezuru. Unoona kuti mumwe munhu anogara kungosiya jaketi rake patebhuru achienda kwaane kwaanoita nekuti munhu anozivikanwa nevanhu vakuru pamusoro hapana zvaanoitwa nyika inenge ichitodzokera mashure haisumudziki.
Saka mukoma Paul pachidimbi papo timbotora vamwe asi pane nyayawo yekupokana kuripo mukati metribe yemashona muzanu PF zvikuru mazezuru nema anonzi makaranga ingapedzwa sei nyaya? Tikuona vamugave vakugara vachitemwa nemusoro vachichemawo kuti haiwa nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism.
Vakadzidza kare kare nehisiri kuti zvivanhu vanopesaniswa sei nevarungu. Vakaita kuti vanhu vapesane iyo vakatera gura revarungu iroro vakapesanisa vanhu kubva kumakaranga nemazezuru iwaya kuti varambe vari chipachigaro uye zvavana kuda kuzegadzirisa iyo ndomuonzere zvimwe akabva kukonzerisa futi zvimwe zvakanyaisa nyika yose. Inii ndaifungidzira kuti nyanga iri nyaya yematebhele yemandevere nemashona dai zvichine kuita vakatarisa vanhu vakadzi vechindevere havarambe kuroorwa kuti vaende kumashonarendi vanonogara zvakanaka. Vakadzi vechishona havade kuenda kumatebhelerendi ende havatombudi. Varume vechishona vanokwanisa kuroora Mandevere asi vakadzi varume vechindevere havade zvokuroora futi mashona. Ipapo dai ndima intermarriages akaita iwayayo toita vana vachisangana vachimhoresana vachita sei zvinhu zvinogona kupera as time goes on. Asi zvakangoramba ingoti uyunika kwake aenda kwake uyezve mapromotions iwamotaurayiwa zvichokwadi zvimwe zvinokonzereswawo nekuti zvakare kumatebhelerendi if you want to find out mabasa akadzi kumabasa kuya kwako vanononoka kunopinda mabasa anenge auya ari achiuya ayaya wozoona kuti dzungu vanzotorwa vamabasa aya nevamwe vanenge vari nekuti vanenge vachitati vakaita maintermarriages selike South Africa kunoku most of them vada kumhanyira kuenda kusouth Africa votadza kuita further their education kuti vazosvika pastandard iyoyo. Ndeimwe another factor inonetsawo kuzvakare ikoko kumatebhelerend ikoko. That's why fanda kuti some of the positions anozotorwa nechi nevanobva kumashonarendi. Kaitanza kuti mashonarendi adzawo tesikatarise kuti mashonarendi kana kuna mutariko iko vanenge vari imomomo dai vachita further their education vasingazomhanyira kuenda kusouth Africa kuvanoziva kunoti kumabasa. Ndo zvimwe zvinonetsawo izvozvo.
Tinotenda mukoma Paul nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tatenda.
Now we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo on the line. We are still trying to reach Honorable Priscilla Misairabu Mishonga because she's the one who raised this motion in Parliament. Honorable Kumalo, good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism and, you know, you guys took up this issue in Parliament today. In brief, before we delve deeper into this matter, in brief, give us a summary of what happened in Parliament today.
Thank you. It's not the issue of tribalism. The motion was about marginalization. And the only way for Honorable Monsieur Harambee to prove that was to go to quasi-government institutions and double-check that if whether there is a regional balance in the appointment of board members or appointment of law firms. Eh? And it was discovered that all the law firms that are appointed are coming from Harare. And can you imagine where is the logic for a lawyer leaving Harare and going to Victoria Falls to go and deal with some issues of a company, of a government company there? And our argument was, does that mean that we don't have reputable law firms in these provinces who can do exactly the same job of this of these lawyers that are coming from Harare? We are talking of ZESA. We are talking of K1. And the constitution is very clear. We have 16 languages in Zimbabwe. They must be regional balanced in these 16 languages. So it is not about tribalism. It's marginalization of other regions by one or two regions. And the argument that is being raised so far is that it is the Zulu. And a good example was given that there was a company where people were working. And it happened that for the general manager, somebody passed away. And the company was meant to be shut down because everybody working there was either Mzukuru or Sekuru. And another example is Ibulaya Rainbow. A bone gate is made by somebody who came all the way from around there. Are you telling us as uneducated as we are accused of being uneducated because we are going to South Africa? Can we fail to pick up a broom and close it? And second, the issue of us being uneducated is not fair. You are forgetting that we killed your Kukra Wound in 1987. And we have survivors of Kukra Wound whose parents died. This government refused to give them any form of identification. And the laws of this country are very clear. You cannot write your grade 7 results without a grade certificate. Now, the million-dollar question is, these kids have tried several times, the 37-year-old, 38-year-old, who also have kids, to go and get birth certificates for themselves. And they are being asked to bring the people that were there when his or her mother gave birth to them. Heavenly Father, where on earth can these children get these witnesses? When they did not witness it because they did not see what was happening. And all what we are saying, don't accuse them for going to South Africa. They are going to South Africa simply because Zimbabwe has denied them identity. They are fathers, they are mothers, they have got kids. They have to look after their kids by hook or by crook. So the only thing that they can do, which sounded palatable to them, was to go and risk their lives and work like dogs and treated like animals because this government denied them the right to be identified. That is marginalization. It's not tribalism.
Please do stay on the line there. Honorable Kumalo, I know you are trying to be politically correct, but I will call it tribalism because the issue of marginalization, you have the Ndebele people saying they are being marginalized by you. By the Shona people, and that is tribalism. But hold your horses there. Honorable Kumalo, and Mkomagivi, also hold your horses. I'm coming back to you. Ndimbo Toram Tererin Tate Umlaleli Lapa Uzaba. Mzansinjalo. Nemzana Zaba Gunjan.
Ngiyaphila Ntunga linjani Nkomo?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi eMzansi kuhle kakhulu uyazi ngiyezwa indaba esegudini lapha inhle kodwa imbi.
Mhm.
Mina Ntunga ngifuna ukukhuluma iqiniso lonke phakathi kwezizwe zonke between Shonas and Ndebele. Umshona olaleleyo owamanje kugeneration walezi nsuku ma right uza kuzwa uza engikukhulumayo umdebele walezi nsuku ophila kulezi nsuku ekugeneration yalezi nsuku uzayemukela into engiyikhulumayo ngoba lapha mina ngifisa ukulamula imihlobo leyo ngu2 ehlala izondana ingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bonke Nkomo asikhangeleni emuva le ngesikhathi sabo Joshua Nkomo uJoshua Nkomo ukuze abe ngumkhokheli wezaphu akakhethwanga ngamaNdebele kuphela wakhethwa ngamashona ayengala tribalism liyakuqaphelisa khona lokho
yebo baba
yikho yebo yikubona uNkomo wenelisa amashona hathi Nkomo sikhokhele ngokubona obuqotho bakhe amashona lezinsuku lamandebela lezinsuku umuntu obaxegileyo ngumdala obusayo nalo nguyona inkinga oxega abantu ezama ukugeyina ipolitically lokhuzana population okwenzela ukuthi amashona akuzaphu amaningi aphume kuzaphu amulandele because yena maye semobhalayiza abantu amashona aye kuzaphu uthi yena ulingalandela umuntu ole 21% thina sile 79% sizawina singamashona kube kathi umuntu owabulala ilizwe lakithi kahle kahle ngumdala uNyerere elabelungu besenzela ukuthi umgabe abuse weli ulungile konke lokho kodwa umshona oweqiniso nomdebele oweqiniso kabaphume bebona ihistory yabonkomo lamashona akudala lana akhetha onkomo ukuthi abakhokhele ngoba i-executive kankomo yayingamashona othinamano owurimsarura onzira masanga osameli mnotawafa bonke those people are shonas athi yibo abakhetha onkomo waye bengabandlululi laba bantu bengazanga bembandlulula unkomo ukuthi ngumndebele lapha nizama ukulamula abantu ukuthi kababona ukuthi i-tribalism vela yisozisebenzi ezilungu bengakhangela ukuthi lo ngumhlobo bani ukabayekela into kapresident obusayo lo ngoba wayezama ukugeyina ilokuzana i-population ngomba ngazwe ngiyabonga Ntunga
siyabonga lathi babazaba koma giving sandazoka kwamuri papo I have tweets here from my friend Duduzi Matutu the founder of newzimbabwe.com and also former editor of the Chronicle he was observing events in parliament today and he tweeted tribalism. Zimbabwe needs to get a handle on this thing, or we will have little Catalonians everywhere. Today's debate in Parliament instructive. He continued, there is a Shona white tendency to say a politician of Ndebele extraction standing on a point of order principle is a tribalist. He also said, Joshua Nkomo, tribalist. Welshman Ncube, tribalist. Gibson Spanda, tribalist. Gordon Moyo, tribalist. Thokozani Khupe, tribalist. You see, Mkoma Givi, Pindai Ipapo, I know you know more about politics Zema Shonaland than I do. All I know is in ZANU-PF, there is a civil strife brewing between the Zezurus and the Karangas. Mboti tsonangurira ipapo kuti zvakamira sei chaizvo pakurwisana kwema different sub-tribes muMashonaland. Uyezve hondo yeZANU-PF muri kuiona ichisvika kupi?
Okay. I think we need to unpack this issue a little bit.
Nero rimirwa mai mgoma.
years. Because the leadership of ZANU-PF has been seen as predominantly Sensoro. And now, the Karangas are now suggesting that it is now also their time to also. You can see attempts to, you know, consolidate, you know, the Zulu visibility, so such as the unconquerable, you know, if you go to ZANU-PF and you hear these songs playing unconquerable, and really, there is not much, you know, being done by the leadership to stop this open, you know, warfare, the tribal warfare, as it were. I think right through this presidential meeting that is running, I think only in Mashingo, I think it was especially in Mashingo, yes, the president reprimanded those driving this ethnic agenda. You know, he actually said the seniors who want to corrupt the youth, we no longer want to be ruled by, you know, the Zulus. Well, he says they are tribalist. Okay. So this is something which is festering, and I think the political temperatures will rise as we head towards the election. You know, with the political actors resorting to their ethnic interests, you know, and they also, you know, it's likely also to escalate, you know, the uncertainty around the succession battle intensifies, and possibly it could degenerate the open way of hatred, you know, and the sense of entitlement by one ethnic group over another. We have witnessed what has been happening with Vipin Mnangagwa using tribal, you know, ranting at the late Minister Shulema Wofasi memorial, you know, where really he spoke out openly, you know, about, you know, the Karanga, you know, where he pushed the Karanga agenda that, you know, really, you know, rallying his troops, you know, really preparing them for battle. That look, we need to fight back and reclaim our place in the sun. So really, this is getting really out of hand, and it's not only the ruling party. If you look at it closely, it's definitely even in the opposition. But you know, really, this whole thing, I think, it's really getting out of hand. I don't know what will be the end game here, but it's not looking really good, because as we head towards these elections, I don't. See, this
China
dominant narrative, you know,
going
down.
Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. Honorable Kumalo, tichitarisa ma languages aripo munyika, officially recognized. Tine 16, we have Chewa, Khoisan, Tonga, Tswana, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English, Ndau, Sotho. Sign language, Kalanga, where I come from, of course, Gubu Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. But we have seen in Parliament, as members of Parliament, Tino Mbowona, Kwaga Wanda, Kana Nengo, Inotaura, any other language. Say, I observed at one point, Paga Simuga Nengwe Dare Inotaura, I think Tonga language. Ikataura Nechitonga Mudare Paramende and the Speaker of Parliament Wagataiwa Taura Nechirungu Neguti Nengos Notaura Shona Azinzi. Izo Zwagaitika 40 ma Shondo last week and last of last week. Takaona imwe nengo ichisimuka ichitaura nendevele. Speaker wakati haiwa taura nechirungu. Nyaka daro muruku iwonawo sei senengo zedare. Tichitarisa kuti any other language that I've mentioned is a language that is recognized in Zimbabwe. And nengo zedare reparamende zineko zero yekutaura echero ipi language mudare. Murugushu ona osei mzware kumali. Hello, Honorable Kumalo. I think we have lost Honorable Kumalo there, but we'll try to reconnect. My other guest, Gift, is gone. Amafona ahlupha namhlanje bantu bakithi. Ecingweni eMzansi silo mlaleli lapha nemtereri vamtholi. Makadi mkomo wangu South Africa uko. I want three posterek. Yeah. Mine's a Yari Mugango. Murukui on our say.
Hey, Mkomatunga Zagawom. Mkomatunga, sorry, the Chango Bata Zagati one day, but we found your tribe. The tribalism, Miracle. Tribalism iriko chaizo munyika medu. Tribalism iriko inovhira zva 1980 tongotizo kumashure izangumbotaurwa namukoma Paul azvishande ziyazvi. Yangotanga pano kubva 1980. Kuri kusvika iye zvino izvi zvatosimwa zvese kusvika kuplawayo zvatosimwa kwatove nematebrut. Kuti vanhu vakati havafanirwi kumbobata chimwe chiro kunofanirwa kuti kubate vanhu vakati. Ukasika kupolice station mashona whether mundevela anenge unofinda kuti unowana kana kuti one kuma colleges kunoiswa munhu one anovimba vanhu vese mucollege kungave kupolice kunoiswa munhu anovimba vanhu vese kungave kudepartment ripi kunoiswa munhu anovimba ende anenge achinyatsoziva kuti senemi iyi ndeyechi ndeyendevele. So this person is not supposed to be there. Kungave kumunicipality. Kungave kupi ndivo vese vanoita. Ezvi zviri kuitika kana kugovernment kwacho. Hakuna munhu one anotungamira anove ari mundevere anonzi ndiye is being deputized nemunhu anonzi mushona. Anonzi kwekwere. Azvitomboitiki since 1980. Kubva kueducation kusvika pai munhu wese. Zimbabwe ningi ndevele person is a deputy. Nevele president is a deputy. Kumeni spalati. Kusikira bazo chinja. Mi mamu sisipo. Kusikira bazo chinja ma directors ebu harare. Aka evani. Wangaba sili ma directors wakano uziwa promoter. Kuenda kupula wayo. Kutivano ita ma directors ebu hauzi. Ezo ezi zimba kupula wayo. Chato wanigwi ni munu. Anenge ya mdevele. Zino teo gana munu. Wacha atinge mdevele. Anenge ari mpastere asangana. Anenge mai wacho harichi. Ari mdevele babacho. Ari mshona. Mbabacho ari mdevele. Ane hivi sene miyamai. Saka zinizi mkoma azitombo stopek. Anoramba. Nungi atara watu wakazi weni. Ngiwa no toro wako. Ngiwa wano garamushe. Ini na meritwe shona. I'm a typical individual. I'm meritwe shona. She tells you my wife. Everybody else knows it. Kana imimu wacho mozu ziwa. Kuvaba na mgabe. And he preaches the same gospel. He said in 1995 and I quote. All in the village, we would have to sit up and go back to your country in South Africa. 1995, Bam Gabi, the child of Chisholm, we would have to sit up and if I was under Zavaku, 1983, Anga Vapo recently, he said, Makalanga, Ana Uzita. If you look at our moon, open next door, and we'll pay one away. Wanabe yivane ndeba chusara wachitaura nyaya madini ya mataura. Sarava mgabe ndio wakasi matribalism kubani. Wano taura izozo. Izo zivani weese mashona ete anoti mandevele kuti asa wana mambasa is because of wana kuzita. Where did they get those words from? They got it from their father or from their grandfather.
Hai watino.
That thing, iyo mkomatunga. Aitongo pedu police station ukataura nendevele kana kuti kupi kuroti block chayo kunotonzi mangwanani hakuna kungonzi kunjani for you kuti ukwanise kuti ufure nepa road isusi wa driving ukwanise kuti ufure ndinotofanira kuti ndiite zvandikuita izvozvo kuti ndinosvika kuHarare zvakanaka. Inini imba yangu muHarare. Ndinosvika zvakanaka. Ndokuti ndifambe. Ukangokhuluma chete watokuvara.
Mhm.
Saka ngatisini iyo yatosima zvanga chitaura na sisini ngi mumisairambo. It's true. And it's happening. Vana Jonathan Moyobese ndo zvandaitaura vachuma musuya vaya. Vanongouya baba kuda kuzvisisidzira muchiri kutondera zvandakambotaura. Kuzvida kuzvipinza pavasingadini, pavasingakwane. Apa kuda kunyengerera kuti munhu awane chekudya chekubata. Otherwise, we were told directly by our president that we are not Zimbabweans. Munhu anotaura mashona azere isiulagwero izvezvi.
Ulagwero
vakapinda nechijambaja. Vakavhumirwa vakapinda. Mundevele vakangoenda kunopinda izvozvi kumasvingo kana kuti kupi. Vanotonzi kovabva nekupi vanhu ivava.
Aha, Ngoma Mutoli, tinotenda regai timbotora vamwe vatereri, asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotendawo mukomi.
Aha, singakaqhubekeli phambili ngakathatha omunye umlaleli, sibuyele ku-Honorable Khumalo sesila njalo ecingweni. Makhumalo, bengisakhuluma mina ngendimi esilazo eZimbabwe zingu-16. Sile sitshewa, isikhoyisen, isitonga, isitswana, likayi, isibarwe, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English Ndau, Sotho, Sign Language, Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. Kodwa sesike sabona amalunga edalela eParliamente kungasukuma ilunga elikhuluma ngolunye ulimi olungaso singisi olungaso sishona kuba lomsindo ungaphakama ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele hayi uspeak uhle yakutshela ukuthi no khuluma ngelanguage ezwa ngumuntu wonke ungaphakama ukukhuluma ngesiTonga no khuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumuntu wonke either isikhiwa or isishona liluphatha njani lolu daba lani njengamalunga edalela.
Yilo udubo esikhawezama ukulucubungula ngoba last week uminister omgumi wabuzwa ngu-Olabu Mahoka ngesishona ubaba uminister omgumi uthe esukuma ekhuluma ngesiNdebele watshelwa ukuthi kakhulume ngesilungu kwenzela ukuthi abanye bezwe thina esivela emaNdebeleni namhla la ngikhuluma ngithe ngiyakhuluma ngesiNdebele uspeaker wangitshela ukuthi khona no wakhuluma ngesiNdebele ekhuluma ngani ngesilungu njalo uyakwanisa ukuthi usikhulume kodwa abanye bakhuluma ngeshona asombuzo okuzwayo. So esikubuzayo khona mhlawumbe lasibandlulula sekwenze njani kavumelana ukuthi iconstitution ikangela indimi zonke. So asikhulumi nge-tribalism lapha ngoba amakhalanga la akhuluma ngesikhalanga kuthi angabakhulume ngesilungu. AmaNdebele akhuluma ngesiNdebele bakhulume ngesilungu. AmaTonga kuyafanana. So ayisithi sodwa esiphuma eMandebeleni esibandlululwayo. Isizathu esingakwazi ukuthi kumele lathi siphiwe ithuba ukukhuluma ngolimi lukamama ukwenza ukuthi ngicace njalo ngicacele ogogo labokhulu abasemakhaya abangizwa isikhiwa.
Aha, nasi indaba-ke khonapho uyakhuluma umama uMakhumalo. Indaba engiyitshoyo ukuthi indimi silendimi ezilitshumi lasithupha eZimbabwe ezikumthethosisekelo ezikuconstitution ziyavunyelwa ukuba na umuntu azikhulume ngisho lasedalela eParliamente. Siyakubona kuba makhelwane eSouth Africa ilunga liyaphakama likhuluma ngesikhiwa, likhuluma ngesiZulu, likhuluma ngesiAfrikaans, likhuluma ngesiVenda, likhuluma ngesiSuthu, kulama interpreters wonke umuntu uvunyelwa ukukhuluma ngolimi lwakhe. Kodwa eZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi esikubonayo ungakhuluma ungaphakama ukukhulume ngesiShona, are you right? Ungakhuluma isiNgisi, are you right? Ungakhuluma ngesiKhalanga, hayi wrong, ukhuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungakhuluma isiNdebele, hayi, ukhuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumuntu wonke njengokwenziwe uMakhumalo lamhlanje. That's where really we have a problem because this is parliament that we are talking about. IParliament idarere parliament iri red way ratire kukurukura nezvaro. We nengo zedare pazinobvumirwa kutaura ne chero ipi language kana uri mzezuru unobvumirwa kutaura nechizezuru chako, kana uri mushona taura nechishona, kana uri murungu taura nechirungu, kana uri mndevele taura nechindevele, kana uri mukhalanga senini levele kana chikalanga kana uri mutonga taura nechitonga chako asi kazhinji mudare redu reparamende which should be leading by example kana usingatauri chirungu kana kuti chishona haiwa you are out of order. You are out of order. We na kuluma ngoli moli zangu mtu onge. Taurani language ino nzikwa ne munu wose. And that is wrong, people. Speaker of Parliament and your deputies, that is wrong. You know it's wrong and it should not be happening. I know, you know, I'm risking maybe being called a tribalist myself. I don't know, but if truth be told, there is tribalism everywhere. Every institution of our society, you find people try to, you know, pretend that these tensions are not there. But that is not true. And the only way we can deal with it, the only way we can end tribalism, the only way we can end marginalization is to talk about it. And you don't solve a problem by sweeping it under the carpet. Augoni kugadzirisa nyaya nekusa taura nezvayo. Hazvibviri. Akwenzakala ukuthi ulungisise i problem. Ngokuyifihla nje, you know, phansi komqamelo, phansi kwekarpet. Hayibo. Ukuze indaba uyilungisise, bhekana layo. Confront that program, that problem, and that's what we are doing here. Tonight, we are talking tribalism that's destroying our fabric, that's destroying our societies. And in the words of Honorable Priscilla Misaira-Gwimushonga, we are risking a civil tribal war in Zimbabwe. And unfortunately, I know she's burning to say something. She keeps calling me on WhatsApp. I promised to have her on the program, but we are just unable to reach her on her phone. Ma Kumalo, how do we move forward? Ma Kumalo?
Yebo.
How do we move forward?
No, the way forward is that let's stop government, ZANU-PF government, must stop remedying symptoms. Let's go to the causes of these things. And the causes of these things are causing multiplier symptoms. This business of hiding behind their finger every time we mention issues of marginalization and that turned into tribalism. Tribalism is there. And the ZANU-PF government is very aware that they have marginalized almost all the provinces. As long as you don't speak their language, you don't qualify. As you don't speak their language, you don't get a job. You don't speak their language, you don't get promotion. All what we are saying, let's go to the cause. And the cause is very clear. Stop ruling and dividing these tribes. We are all Zimbabweans, first and foremost. And we have a right to equity. All of us, all 16 of us. There is no language that is.
Sorry there, says Lasili. Umakumalo kutwa silaba lalili. Cingwe ni o Honorable Misaira Gwimushonga says nige iland line. Kege sizam zamakonapo. Kutwa singaga iguye. Sate ubaba ukumalo ekweru. Ngamafichane baba kumalo sungenile uhlelo.
Nyabonga. Le indaba esegudini babantunga baba kuloku senkomo.
Yebo ba.
Hello.
Yebo kukhuluma kumama.
Ngoba ngokuthi anti yangiza kahle.
Ngiyakuzwa kuhle ngamafithana.
Hello. Okay. Ngokuthi ngokuthi mina ngabathi kula ezindaba kula ma intermediate. Mina mama ngomasingo le. Lishona le masingo mina ngindevela. Kukuke kwaba nendaba nale sihluphana ekhaya angithi umntana mama omncane esithi mina ngilindebele akumela kanjani ngihlale kokomama omncane angithi abona manje omama bayihlala phansi bayilungisile indaba le nale so indaba ehluphayo ngaba tshokuthi mina ngingaplay ukuba lindebele so mina angeza again ikona ngani ngangakho ngangakho ngangangani ngangingani lisi ukukhuluma isiNdebele ukukhuluma isiShona I'm sorry umama ngoba wasikhulisa sikhuluma ngesiNdebele ngithi
aha Khumalo
ngangekho fluent kuShona
yebo yebo ngiyakuzwa Khumalo ngicela ubambe khona apho baba ngamukele uhonorable BCI Rabi Mushonga mhlonitsho ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. I see Apila, we've been trying to reach you, but we are glad we have you finally. And we only have 4 minutes left, and I regret it because we wanted to have you from the outset. But the floor is yours. You raised a very topical, very interesting, very relevant issue in Parliament today.
Yeah, hi. Besikhuluma ngento marginalization. But more importantly, namuhla emotion yami ibikhangele into yokuthi manxa sithatha izinto ezinjengamathenda ama resources, particularly things that are to do with the debt collection, bengifuna ukuthi ngikufake ukuthi abantu bazibonele bona, because most of the time when you raise these issues that there is tribalism, that people deliberately don't deal with other people that are coming from a particular region, many things are thrown at you. So today was to use just one example to demonstrate that asihlani, when we say there is a problem, there is a real problem. And so I presented the position around debt collectors and who the debt collectors are, and we could not find one person who was coming from the southern region, either as a debt collector, even for debt collection of things that are in Matabeleland, things like Ompilo, things like OUBH. Even where the debt collectors are lawyers, we could not find one firm which is a firm that has people that are coming from the southern region. So, of course, the debate after Honorable Khumalo came in, you know, they then went into other issues that, you know, basically show that there is a problem. But the essence of this particular motion was to be able to show people that we are not mad, this is real, and that there is a method to the madness.
So
we are going to be doing that as weeks come by.
So, Honorable, do you have a sense that your colleagues from the other side appreciate your concerns?
Well, the good thing about today is, in fact, one of the best speeches on this issue came from a member of parliament from ZANU-PF. But true to it, he comes from the southern region. But he was perhaps the most clearest about what this issue is. And for me, it is a victory. Ukuthi ayisikholoka ukuthi manxa sikhulume kwethu khona ngabo khuphe ngabo Khumalo ngabo Ndebele. Ngabo Misa Irabi, kathesi labo abantu bezanu bebelokhe bekubona ukuthi kubi, but namuhla uze wasukuma wakhuluma. Ngalibonile ukuthi abantu bezanu bangikhona bebemtshayela izandla okungakanani, particularly those that are coming from the region. And for me, I think that's the biggest victory that we scored with this motion.
Let's wrap it up, Honorable Misa Irabi. We have just 1 minute. And I think, you know, when ulikaladi, so you can say it without being labeled a tribalist. Maybe there is people who do think you're a tribalist, but I think you are more qualified to talk about this. How do we move forward in 30 seconds?
We should keep saying things as they are. We should never be silent, because those that are in the majority always want to call us names when we raise real issues. So today we refuse to be silenced, and I'm glad that we stood up for ourselves.
Thank you, the Honorable Ms. Rabi Mushonga. And I'd like to apologize to our listeners who are holding right now. We are unable to take your calls because it's time up, time to disconnect. Thank you, Priscilla Misarabi Mishonga, Gifty Piri, Tavita Khumalo Vimbaishe, Mushwaburi, Tungamilinkomo. Let's keep united people, not to tribalism. Good night.